边跟各位一起谈到一些我们心灵中的问题。
This morning we talked about some of the things in our hearts.
保罗说，神的事情是显明在我们的心中。
Paul says that the things of God are evident in our hearts.
我们是一个人，我们就会有心中的这些感觉。
We are human, and therefore we have these feelings in our hearts.
因为上帝在最初创造我们的时候，就把这个奇妙的灵赐给了我们。
Because when God first created us, He gave us this very marvelous spirit.
我们不仅是活在物质的肉身当中。
Not only do we live in a physical body,
而且我们的里面有灵在作用。
But we also have the spirit in us having its action.
所以人会问生命的意义在哪里。
And so man can ask, what is the meaning of life?
人会在物质生活之外还要追问我生命的价值在哪里。
Apart from a physical being, we also ask, what is the value of our life?
我想这就是人的尊贵之处。
And so that's why man is so precious.
有些人讲进化论。
Some people talk about evolution.
可是我觉得现在的思想好像是有点退化论。
But I think that sometimes when we talk about it, there really is a devolution.
因为现在很多人常常讲人什么都不是，就是动物。
And sometimes people say, oh, man is just like an animal.
人就是那一堆物质的自然反应。
And we have this response towards nature, the natural things of.
有些人有点不敢信耶稣。
Some people have a problem about accepting Jesus.
说信了耶稣以后会不会有损我人性的尊严？
Some people think that, well, if I become a Christian, will I damage the status that I have, the prestige or whatever?
我们很害怕，我们信耶稣以后，我们会在神的面前承认我们是一个罪人。
If I become a Christian, do I have to accept that I am a sinner?
那不是对我自己的一种价值的贬损吗？
And this must decrease the value that I have for myself.
所以有人觉得这个不行啊。
And so I think that, well, that's not possible.
但是我们做一个基督徒，我们可以发现。
But as a Christian, we can discover.
神把我们看得极其的重要。
God considers us very valuable.
因为我们有他的形象，有他的样式。
Because we are created in His image and His likeness.
而且我们的里面有那个最宝贵的灵是跟他完全一致的。
And we also have that very precious spirit that is with him.
也就是这个部分让我们能够跟这位创造者相通相认识。
And it's that part of us that can recognize and understand the God.
所以我们认为人不仅仅是一堆物质的肉身。
And so man is not only just a living human physical being.
这样的一个灵的作用在我们的心中。
The spirit has its action within us.
凡是人都有。
Every person has this.
所以保罗说，神的事情就显明在我的里面了。
And so Paul says that the things of God are evident in our hearts.
因为那个灵是神所赐给我们的。
Because the spirit is created by God and given to us.
所以每一个人在他心灵深处，他都在思想生命是什么。
So everybody in his heart indeed will think about the things of life.
我们每个人的心灵深处都有灵在那边作用。
In the deepest of our hearts, we have the action of the spirit.
这就是人跟禽兽的差别。
And so this is the difference between man and animals.
如果我们在这一个起点上面没有注意到的话，
If we don't consider this a particular critical early point,
那么我们从一个错误的出发点出发，我们就会发现我们陷到一个更可怕的一个错误的里面去。
And so if our starting point is incorrect, then we will go into a very wrong direction and final destination.
这就是很多人陷入一些焦虑的主要的原因。
And so a lot of problems have this particular, a lot of people have this particular problem.
所以我们基督徒相信当舞台灯光亮的时候，
So Christians believe that when the stage lights are on,
我们有一个尊贵的来源。
We have a very valuable origin.
我们是神一个特殊的恩典把我们摆在这个人生的舞台上的。
By God's particular grace and mercy, we are placed here on this stage.
我们相信上帝用神量给我们的地界都是坐落在佳美之处。
And we know that what God has given to us is really a blessing in our territory here.
这样我们的生命在一开始才会有意义。
And so when our life begins,
我们的生命在一开始才会产生意义。
When our life begins, then it is meaningful.
然后我们才会继续的过一个有意义的人生。
And then we can conduct our lives in a meaningful way.
当然，当我们继续往前走的时候。
And as we go forward,
我们也会发现我们的物质肉身有很多的问题。
We find that our physical being has many problems.
年轻的时候我们很喜欢过年。
In our youth, we like to go through a new year.
特别是我们在中国大陆的时候。
Especially in the mainland of China.
我们过年很高兴。
When we went through the new year, it was a really joyous time.
So
because at that time, our family would slaughter a chicken. Normally, we don't eat chicken. With the new year, we would.
过年的时候我们可以穿新衣戴新帽
With the new year we can put on new clothes, have a new hat.
那很高兴
Very happy.
因为我们平常没有新衣没有新帽
Because normally we don't have new clothes or new hats.
但是现在呢
But now
我们觉得那个已经没什么意思了
We think that that's not very meaningful.
你们要吃鸡天天可以吃
You want to eat chickens, you can eat them every day.
所以那个人砍鸡砍到最后都要吐了
So that guy was chopping chicken all day long, he was even vomiting with that.
如果我们穿衣服我们每天可以换衣服很多没有关系
Every day we can change into new clothes if we want to.
所以我们会发现我们的生命并不在乎我们物质的穷跟富
And so we know that our life, the meaning is not dependent on how whether we're wealthy or poor.
耶稣曾经讲一个故事
Jesus once told a story
讲一个财主的故事
About a wealthy man.
他为什么讲这个故事呢?
Why did he tell the story?
他说他讲这个故事的目的是告诉我们说, 人的生命不在乎家道是否丰富。
And he wanted to tell the story so that man's wealth, man's value is not dependent on his physical wealth.
我们会发现我们这个物质肉身有很多的问题缠绕着我们。
When we're wealthy, we have all these things bothering us.
以前我们以为是没有吃没有穿，所以是我们的人生的问题。
And before, we thought that we would have problems if we didn't have enough to eat or to live.
但是战后这三十多年来，我们的物质都已经改进了很多了。
But in the last 30 years or so, we know that all these things have changed.
我们的心灵依然有很多的问题。
We still have a lot of problems within our hearts.
而且我们会发现我们这个物质肉体有很多的缺陷。
And then we realize that our physical being has many deficiencies.
有一天我发现我这个肩膀有点酸痛。
One day I found that my shoulder was rather sore.
我去找一个医生看看是怎么回事
So I went to find a doctor
他就把我的手臂针弄来弄去的
So he began to twist my arm around
然后他说 你得了一个病
And he said you have you have an illness
这个病啊 叫做五十肩 这个不知道他怎么翻了哈 这中国医师的怪病哈 这50岁的人 肩膀会出毛病的那个病哈
This is a Chinese doctor diagnosis. This is a 50s shoulder.
我听不懂啊。
So I didn't quite understand.
我从来没听过这种怪病啊。
I had never heard about this funny disease.
我说什么叫做五十肩呢？
What do you mean by a 50s shoulder?
他说这个人这个身体就好像是个机器。
He says man is just like a machine.
用久了以后那个机器就会抛锚。
If you run this machine too long, it will break down.
所以你这个机器一直用也要抛锚了。
And so you've been using this machine, and so now it's run down.
他这个病啊，是50岁的人经常得的病。
This is a disease that 50-year-old people commonly have.
因为他们这个已经用的差不多了。
That it has been used for quite a while.
哦，我听了很生气啊。
So I was kind of angry when I heard that.
我觉得我饱受侮辱。
I thought it was, I was insulted.
你说50, 我还没50。
So I said, well, I'm not even 50 yet.
你把我看得那么老啊。
You consider me so old?
但是我们回去仔细想一想看。
But when I went back and I thought about it,
那个医生讲的话是蛮有道理的, 对不对?
What he said, they had some meaning in it.
我们会发现这个肉体会慢慢慢慢地日渐衰残。
Every day, gradually, our body, our physical being starts to deteriorate.
所以慢慢慢慢我们也会更加的去深层的去思想很多生命的问题。
We begin to think more about the things of life and the meaning of life.
我有一个老师很有名啊。
I have a teacher who is very famous.
他叫做黄继禄,也许有人听过他的名字。
His name is Huang.
他教我书的时候啊,他很胖很胖。
When he taught me, he was very obese.
比我大概胖一倍哈。
He was double my size.
所以他的肚子很大哈。
He had a big tummy.
他很喜欢写黑板。
He loved to write on the blackboard.
一边写黑板一边就是手摸他这个肚子。
As he wrote on the blackboard, he would touch his tummy.
因为他是跟这个孙中山先生一起革命过的哈。
Because he was involved in the revolution with Sun Yat-sen.
所以他常常跟我讲，我跟孙先生在一起的时候，就摸他的。我跟孙先生在一起的时候。
So he would say that when I was with Sun Yat-sen, And rub his tummy at the same time.
啊，他慢慢慢慢走路越来越慢了。
But as he grew older, his actions got slower and slower.
他来上课时候，我们要两个学生扶着他。
And so when he came to class, two students had to help him come in.
他对学生非常的好，我们很喜欢他。
He really liked the students, and we really liked him.
但是有一次，有个人告诉我一件事情，我绝对不相信。
But one day somebody told me something that I didn't want to believe.
他说，你知道黄老师以前干嘛？
Do you know what our teacher used to be?
说他以前呢是踢足球的。
He used to be a football player.
哎呀，我说这怎么可能呢？
I said, how can that be?
他那么胖怎么踢足球呢？
He's so fat, how could he do that?
他怎么可能跑呢？
How could he run?
哎，但是他真的是足球员呢。
But he really was a soccer player.
有时候我坐公共汽车的时候。
Sometimes when I read the ride the public transport,
有时候你会看到一个很老的老人家坐到你的对面呢。
Sometimes you see a very old person sitting in front of you.
啊，他快要睡着了。
He's about to fall asleep.
啊，我就会仔细的看那个老人家。
So I would look very carefully at this man.
哎呀，我说他怎么会这么老
？He said, "How come he's so old?"
他怎么脸上有那么多皱纹呢
？How come he has so many wrinkles?
哎，那时候我就会想了。
Then I would begin to think.
哎，他当时被他妈妈抱在怀里的时候，不知道是什么样子啊。
I wonder what he looked like when his mother had him in her bosom.
哎，我们现在慢慢慢慢的步入中年了，这种感觉就越来越敏锐了。
As we move into our middle age, then we begin to be more sensitive to these things.
啊，有时候碰到我们的老朋友。
We see our old friends sometimes.
啊，大家握握手。
And we shake hands.
哎呀，你还没有变。
And he says, "You haven't changed yet."
因为他希望你也说你还没有变。
Because he wants you to say that you haven't changed either.
怎么可能没有变呢？
How can it be that we haven't changed?
我们这个物质肉身是逐渐在变的。
Our physical being is always being changed.
而且我们年龄越长，我们就会发现它变得越快。
As we grow older, it accelerates and it's a change.
这是我发明的相对论。
This is my theory of relativity.
这个时间是越跑越快，你相不相信？
The time goes by faster and faster.
也许那个相对的时间是没有快，但是对我而言，那个时间是越来越快。
Maybe it's not so, but to me, it's becoming faster and faster.
我不知道你相不相信这件事情。
I don't know if you believe this.
我还清清楚楚记得我怎么去进大学的。
I still remember clearly how I went into college.
哎呀，我那时候很土，我从台南跑到台北去。
I was only a country bumpkin, and I went to college.
一下火车就跑错了一个站了。
And so I got off the station at the wrong place.
如果你们从台北来，你就知道哈，台北火车站有个前火车站，有个后火车站。
In Taipei station there's a first station and a second station.
结果我一下就跑这个后火车站去了。
So I went to the second station.
哎呀，这种事情记得清清楚楚的。
I remember so vividly.
啊，那时候我穿一个很大的军用皮鞋。
I had military boots on.
我们这个南部来的学生都比较土一点呢。
Our southern students are really a little bit more hick.
所以我不知道我太太怎么会看上我的，很奇怪。
I don't know why my wife took me on.
哎呀，这些事情都好像是就是昨天的事情一样的。
All these things are like yesterday.
但是再一想，觉得很恐惧啊。
But once I thought about it, it really is kind of frightening.
时间过去很快
，because time moves so fast。
这差不多是四分之一个世纪以前的事情了。
This is already a quarter of a century ago。
哇，你这样一想，觉得这是恐怖的不得了。
You think about it, it's really frightening。
我现在看我的学生越看越小。
I see my students seem to get smaller and smaller。
我不知道这边教书人会不会这种感觉。
Do you have the same feeling if you teach？
因为我觉得我当学生都很大了。
I remember I thought that when I was a student, I was very big。
怎么我的学生会越来越小呢？
How come my students are getting smaller and smaller?
后来我才发现，原来是我越来越老了。
Actually, I'm getting older and older.
所以我们会发现，这个时间是过得非常的快。
We know that the time flies by so fast.
我们就马上面临了很多很多严格的生命的考验。
And so we have very severe tests in our life.
我们的身体不像以前那样有力量。
Our body is not as strong as it used to be.
不知道什么时候，我们好像也出现了一些皱纹呢。
And don't know when that it happens, but it begins to happen, and we find we have wrinkles on our face.
哎，有一天照镜子，忽然看见你这边有几根白头发了。
And we look at the mirror, and all of a sudden we found that there are a few white hairs.
哎，开始还有点高兴啊。
At first, maybe one is a little happy.
哎，有几根白发比较像学者哈。
A few white hairs might make you look more scholarly.
但是忽然间我们觉得，哎呀，怎么白的这么快？
And then I say, oh, how come it's whitening so fast?
怎么变得这么厉害？
Why is it changing so fast?
你们当爸爸妈妈的有没有这种感觉？
Those of you who are parents, do you have this feeling?
有时候晚上我的孩子睡觉了，我就跑去看看我的孩子。
At night when my children are sleeping, I go and look at them.
我看到一个庞然大物躺在床上。
I see this big log on the bed.
我的儿子比我高一个头。
He's even one head taller than I am.
所以我每次都要抬头仰望他。
I have to look up to him to talk to him.
尤其是晚上他睡在床上的时候。
Especially when he sleeps at night in.
最近我们跟他特制了一个床，因为他床都放不下他。
We have to make a special bed for him because his bed is not big enough for him.
所以当我站在他的床前看的时候，
So when I stand by his bed and look at him,
我就在想这怎么回事呢？
I said, how come?
这怎么会是我的儿子呢？
How could this be my son?
因为我记得他生下的时候只有那么一点点大。
I remember he was just this size when he was born.
怎么会过得这么快呢？
Why is time going by so fast?
哎呀，人生就是这样。
And life is really like that.
时间过得真是快。
Life goes by so fast.
有天你发现你不承认，你也在承认。
Even if you don't admit it, you have to admit it.
我从 Berkeley 到这边来的时候，
When I came over from Berkeley,
我在hotel 的那个 limousine 的门口碰到我一个老朋友。
In the hotel, the limousine, I met an old friend.
这很难得哈。
Seems to be.
我们在台湾一起读大学的。
We were students together in university in Taiwan.
他也去赶那班limousine，我也赶那班limousine。
He was rushing to that limousine, and I was too.
啊，你看这个世界多么的小。
What a small world.
哎，我一看到很高兴啊。
So when I saw him, I was so happy.
哎，我说好久不见你了。
As I haven't seen you for ages.
我今天到这边来干什么？
What are you doing?
他说我的两个孩子都进了 UC Berkeley。
Is my kids have gone into UC Berkeley.
奇怪，我记得你是 UC Berkeley 毕业的嘛。
As I remember you are a graduate from UC Berkeley.
对啊，他说我也不可思议啊。
And I said, I can't imagine this either.
他说我也记得我在 UC Berkeley 怎么读书的。
I still remember how I studied at UC Berkeley.
但现在不晓得我的两个孩子也进了 UC Berkeley.
And now my kids are going through it.
我说你的感觉怎么样啊？
I said, what do you feel?
他说我还好了。
Yeah, it's okay.
他说我的太太有点吃不消了。
But my wife really can't stand it.
哎呀，人生就是这样的快。
Life goes by so fast.
我们会发现生命是这样的短暂，而且是有限。
Life is so short and so limited.
所以我们不仅是要明白我们从哪里来。
We have to understand not only where we come from.
我们也常常会想我们死了以后到哪里去。
We have to think about where we go when we die.
所以死的问题实在是我们人生中一个非常非常重要的问题。
So life and death are certainly extremely important issues.
如果我们根据这本圣经来看，
If we look at the Bible,
我们每一个人的肉体都必定会死。
We know that everybody will die.
虽然我们最不愿意听这件事情，
Although we don't want to hear about it,
但是我们每一个人都会死。
We know that every person will die.
历史上很多人都不想死的。
In history, we know that many people do not want to die.
其实也不是历史啊，我们每个人都不想死。
Not in history, we all don't want to die.
秦始皇不想死，他死掉了。
And the Emperor Qin, he didn't want to die.
汉武帝不想死，他死掉了。
And Han didn't want to die.
历史上很多很多有办法不想死，但他都死掉了。
All the men people in history, they don't want to die, but they died.
那个伟大的亚历山大大帝。
Alexander the Great, the great, great person.
在他30岁以前他就建立了一个地跨欧亚非三洲的大帝国。
And before he was age 30 he had this great nation spanning three continents.
但是就是他30岁之后他就死掉了。
After 30 years old he died.
很多的记载上告诉我们说，
Many accounts tell us.
说他死了以后他留下一个遗言。
And when he died he left his will.
他说当我的棺木送去的时候，
And when my coffin is brought forward,
要把我的手放在棺材的外面。
I want to put my hands outside the coffin.
如果你看到这样的棺材，你会吓一大跳。
If you see this kind of coffin, I think you'll be frightened.
他为什么这样做呢？
Why did he do that?
他说我要让世界的人知道。
I want the world to know.
我两手空空的来，我现在两手空空的去。
With empty hands, I came to this world. With empty hands, I leave.
我们每一个人的物质肉体都必定会死，这是没有例外的。
Our physical body will always die.
所以如果我们不能够了解我们的生命是什么，
If we don't understand what our life is,
有天我们面对着死亡的时候，
And when we face death one day,
我们没有办法解决我们人生的问题。
We cannot solve our problem of life.
而且生死 是完全不在我们的掌握之中。
And life and death is not in our control.
有时候学生会跟我们当老师的人开玩笑。
Sometimes students will play with us.
这个英文很难翻的哈。先生先死，后生后死。这个是中文的这种哈。
It's a play on the Chinese words. The early will die early, the late will die late. No, I don't know what it is. Teachers will die early.
当先生的人会先死。
Those who are teachers will die first.
那可能觉得当老师的会老一点呢。
And those who are old teachers. A play on Chinese words, old teacher, 老师。
但是在我的经验中不是这样。
But in my experience, it's not that way.
也有后生先死的。
Yeah, those who are born later, that is the students who will die earlier.
对我们一个当老师的人而言，
For those of us who are teachers,
很不能够接受的就是你的学生死了。
And one thing we can't accept a lot of times is our students die.
我在中原大学教一门课。
At 中原 when I was teaching,
我都要学生去做研究。
I want the students to go and do some research.
这边有一位倒霉的学生曾经被我教过。
There was one student that was with me, as he sees here today.
很多中原的学生他们记得，哎呀，这个林老师那一个课不好上。
Many students they know that that class is not easy to take.
因为他们记得我，所以我也记得他们。
They remember me, and I remember them.
因为他们那一年期间跟我的接触很多。
Because their contact with me is a lot.
去年一组的学生他们跟我一起做一个研究。
One year that they were doing this research with me.
我们常常在一起。
And we're always together.
今年我 sabbatical.
This year to this now I'm on sabbatical.
所以我很少去学校。
So I don't go back to school very often.
有一天我到学校去看我的学生。
One day I went back to school to see my students.
他们的学生就跟我谈很多的事情。
So they talked about a lot of things.
然后他们就告诉我说。
Then they told me.
老师你还记不记得那个学生啊？
I said, Do you remember that student?
我说我记得，去年跟我们一起做研究的。
Oh yeah, I remember. Last year he did research with us.
他们说上个礼拜他在校门口被车子撞死了。
Just last week, he died in the door of the gate of the school, accidental death.
老师说，没有一个人可以掌握你的生死。
No one can control our life or death.
也许我们会有很多很伟大的计划。
Maybe we have some great plans.
但是没有一个人可以掌握你的生命。
No one can control your life.
这是值得我们警惕的一件事情。
This is something we need to be careful about.
我们有没有对于我们的生跟死都已经准备好呢？
Are we careful and have we prepared ourselves for our life and our death?
有一次我在 UC Berkeley 看到他们在游行。
One time at UC Berkeley, I saw this procession.
那么他们要求这个吸食大麻烟合法化。
They were trying to campaign for legalization of marijuana.
我这个从台湾来的觉得很奇怪。
And so from Taiwan, I thought this was really kind of surprising to me.
我想这些药物都是对身体很不好的。
All these drugs are so bad for the body.
为什么还游行要求合法化呢？
What's the point of legalizing them?
他的理由在哪里呢？
What's the reason?
所以我就挤进去看他们在干什么。
So I pushed forward to see what they were doing.
后来我就看到他们的游行举着一个标语牌。
And so I saw in that procession they had this sign up.
那么这个标语牌上写了一句很有名的话。
This is a really famous saying there.
这是耶鲁大学的一位哲学教授所写的。
This is a Yale professor. He said this.
Santayana.
Santayana.
那么他这句话是这样写的呢？
And he said this.
我想请郑大夫练英文，他的英文好听得多了。
There is no cure for birth or death, save to enjoy the interval.
在生死之间没有药可以救我们呢。
Between the life and death in that interval, there's no drug for us. There's no cure for us.
所以你要请郑大夫也没有用。
There's no use looking for a doctor.
没有药可以医治我们的生跟死。
There's no cure for birth or for death.
怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
他们的理由怎么办呢？
And what do we do?
所以我们就好好的来享受中间这一段吧。
So we need to enjoy that interval.
所以你会看到，对生跟死的态度会影响一个人整个的人生的态度。
And so life and death, this issue can affect all our attitude toward life.
我想他们大概认为死就是最后的结束。
And they think that death is the end of everything.
死后就什么都没有了。
After death, there's no more.
所以我们就把中间这一段好好的享受就好了。
And so we just take that interval and then we just enjoy ourselves.
其实你相信这个也是一种相信。
And this is a kind of belief also.
我今天很难向你证明死后怎么样。
I can't, it's very difficult for me to prove what happens after death.
因为我还没有死。
Because I'm not dead yet.
就算我死了，我也没法向你证明。
Even if I'm dead, I can't prove it to you.
因为如果我死了，可能我们活在另外一个不同的 dimensions 里面。
Because if I'm dead, I would be living in a different dimension.
就是我想向你证明，我也无从向你证明。
Even if I want to prove it to you, I can't prove it to you.
只有我现在活着，我才能向你讲话。
Yeah, except when I'm alive, I can tell you, talk to you about this.
所以我们对于死后的问题，老实说是基于信心。
And so about death, it is a matter of faith.
我相信死后。
I believe that after death.
你相信没有死后。
You believe that there's no life after death.
所以我不愿意说我是相信的，你是不信的哈。
Not necessarily that I believe.And you don't believe.
这好像我们是对立的哈。
As if we are sort of antagonistic to each other.
其实我们都是在相信。
We both are believing in something.
我相信有死后。
I believe that there's life after death.
你相信没有死后。
You believe that there is no life after death.
你要我去证明如何有死后。
You want me to prove that there is life after death.
老实说，我不会令你满意。
And no matter what I say, it won't satisfy you.
同样的道理
For the same reason,
你如何去证明没有死后呢
you, 没有 you cannot prove that there is no life after death
这是一样的一个问题
It's the same kind of question
所以如果从这边来想的话我相信有死后还是比较安全一点
Even from this logic, it's safer to believe that there is life after death
我相信有死后
I believe that there is a life after death
好就算他万一真的没有死后
Let's say that really there is no life after death after all, just in case.
那就算了嘛。
So what?
我没有任何的损失。
I haven't lost anything.
因为反正已经没有死后了嘛。
Because there is no life after death then.
你相信没有死后。
If you believe that there is no life after death,
这个万一有了死后你就惨了。
What if there is life after death? Then you have been troubled.
所以我们可以从这样一个好像是开玩笑的角度来想。
And we can use this rather comical interchange to think about it.
这个问题的本身是不能够用证据来证明的。
We cannot use absolute proof to prove this.
我们也没有办法用任何的学术科学研究来证明这件事情。
We can't use science, philosophy, or anything to really prove this.
所以我们用我们的信心来接受这件事情。
So in faith, we accept this.
我们根据这本圣经的记载，我们相信有这件事情。
We consider the Bible and its accounts, and we believe in it.
我们基督徒相信有死后。
Christians believe that there is a life after death.
因为圣经上告诉我们说
Because the Bible tells us,
按着定命，人人都有一死。
According to a judgment, everyone will have a death.
而且死后有审判。
And after death, there will be a judgment.
所以我们的死不仅是我们这个物质肉身的死。
And so our death will not just be a physical death.
还有一种死就是我们死在罪中。
We're dying in our sins.
死在罪中是什么意思呢
What does that mean?
当我们讲到罪的时候
When we talk about sin
这可能也是很多人反对基督教的原因之一吧
There are also many people who object to Christianity because of this
基督教为什么要讲罪呢
Why does Christianity talk about sin?
为什么要我们人去承认我们是一个罪人呢
Why does a man have to be admitting that he has sin?
这不是有点伤害我们的自尊心吗
Doesn't this harm our self-esteem?
我们人是像尼采所说的是个超人
We might think that we are like a superior being
那多么好呢
And so good this is
还是尼采比较了不起
And maybe Nietzsche is a special person
我们相信人是个超人
And we think that he thinks that a man is like a superior being
我们不要接受人是一个罪人
And not that man is a sinner
尼采的思想比较了不起
And Nietzsche's thought is very special.
所以现在有一些理论呢。
And so there are some sorts of sayings now.
想尽办法来消灭我们的犯罪感。
And in order to destroy, trying to disprove that there is a feeling of sin.
有一些心理学家觉得犯罪感很不好。
Some people think that to have a feeling of having sinned, it's not good.
他觉得这个犯罪感是造成我们很多心理的困扰的原因。
And this guilt feeling, they say, causes a lot of problems in us.
所以有些时候就想尽办法来消灭我们的犯罪感。
And so they want to destroy this guilty conscience, this guilty sense.
我想这是很大的危机。
This is a great crisis.
我们消灭了那个犯罪的感。
If we destroy the sense of guilt,
但是我们没有消灭那个犯罪。
we have not destroyed sin,
我想这是我们现代人的最大的悲哀。
Then this is a great tragedy for men.
这也是我们的一个非常可怜的一件事情。
This is also something which is really very tragic.
变成我们对罪恶完全没有办法了。
Now we have no way of dealing with the problem of sin.
我们现在好多人是接受罪恶是我们人的一部分。
A lot of people accept that sin is just a part of man.
我们把罪恶的感觉消失掉了。
But we've taken it away, the sense of guilt.
所以我们觉得我没有罪。
He's always said, well, I don't really have sin.
我们很好。
We're very fine.
我们不需要上帝的拯救。
I don't need God's salvation.
所以当我们把罪恶感整个消失了以后。
Once we've destroyed the sense of guilt.
我很担心我们是用圣经的话来形容的话。
If we use the Bible's description then.
我们就是死在过犯罪恶之中。
Then we die in our sins.
死在过犯罪恶之中。
We die in our sin and our evil.
什么叫死在罪犯过恶之中？
What does that mean?
就是我们对罪恶过犯没有感觉。
That is, with our sins and what we do, we don't have any feeling about it at all.
我们中国人说
The Chinese say,
一个人进到一个满是的花香的里面。
If a person goes into a room that is full of fragrance of flowers,
他闻久了他就不觉得这个花是多么的香了。
And after he smelled it for quite a while, he doesn't feel the smell of that fragrance anymore.
可是如果他进到一个臭鱼的那个市场的里面。
But if he goes into a fish market and he smells that odor,
他闻久了以后他那个臭味也闻不到了。
And after he smells it for quite a while, then he doesn't have that smell either.
我想这个是很可怕的一件事情。
This is something that's really quite sad and frightening.
上帝把他的灵赐给我们。
God gives his spirit to us.
我们人有一种尊贵的本质。
We have a very valuable character.
当罪在我们身上的时候。
When sin is in us.
当一个罪恶的思想进到我们里面的时候。
When a sinful thought comes into us.
你会发现那个灵在你的里面作用。
And the spirit begins to have an action within us.
那个灵会让我们的心里面觉得不安。
And it will make our hearts feel uncomfortable.
这是灵魂的生命在我们的里面作用。
That is a spiritual life within us having its action.
从这种作用可以知道有神在我们的里面。
And so from this activity we know that God is within us.
但是我们今天尽量的消灭这种感觉。
But now we continue and try to destroy this sense of guilt.
慢慢慢慢我们就习惯了罪恶。
And after a while, we are habituated towards this sin.
我们甚至于认为罪恶是当然的。
And then we feel that indeed it is just normal and natural to have sin.
罪恶是我们本来就应该有的。
This is the kind of thing that we should have.
人既然是一个属于物质的动物，所以人就有这些物质动物的冲动。
We're just a physical being, we're just an animal, so we just have the desires of an animal.
那么人的尊严在哪里呢？
And so where is the value and esteem of man?
人的价值又在哪里呢？
What is the value of man?
所以从这边来看，我们就慢慢我们死在罪中了。
And so gradually we die in our sins.
罪对我们的生命已经没有任何的感觉了。
And this sin has no feeling in us.
那么在这个时候我们就不会去求告神。
And so at this time we will not seek after God.
我们不会去想到要需要神的帮助。
We don't feel that we need the help of God.
所以一个病人他需要有求治的心，他才会去找一个医生。
A patient needs to have a desire to be healed before he would go and seek for a physician.
所以如果你要医治一个精神病人的话，
If you want to heal a person who has a psychiatric problem,
最困难的是这个病人他没有病耻感。
And the most difficult is if the patient doesn't have a sense of being ill.
他不觉得他自己有病。
He doesn't realize that he has an illness.
他觉得你有病。
He thinks that you are ill.
所以这种人他不会去求告医生。
And so he would not go and find a doctor.
所以当我们死在罪中的时候，
So we die in our sins.
这一个死亡就把我们带到一个永恒的死亡的里面去。
This leads us into an eternal death.
所以我们死在罪中。
And so we die in our sins.
我们对罪没有感觉。
We don't have any feeling about our sins.
然后当我们的物质肉身死的时候。
So when our physical being dies,
我们的灵也就跟我们一起死。
Our spirit will die with us.
那么这种死在圣经叫做永远的死。
And this death in the Bible is an eternal death.
这个死才是一个真正的可怕的死。
This is a really fearful death.
所以一个基督徒信了耶稣以后，他的物质肉身照样的会死。
And a Christian who becomes a believer, he will have his physical being die.
但是当我们的物质肉身死了以后，
But our body and our physical being dies,
因为我 我们的里面有耶稣的灵在我们的里面。
We have Jesus Spirit within us.
有一个新的生命在我们的里面。
We have a new life within us.
我们的生命就跟神的生命相接。
Our life will become with God.
所以我们的物质肉身虽然死了。
Our physical body and being will die.
但是我们的灵却活过来了。
But our spirit is alive.
我们的灵就把我们带到神的永远的荣耀的国度里面去了。
Our spirit brings us to that eternal kingdom of God.
今天下午有人问天堂是什么？
Somebody asked this afternoon, "What is heaven?"
当你问天堂是什么的时候，
And so when somebody asks, "What is heaven?"
我想你还是受了物质思想的影响。
I think maybe we're still under the influence of this materialistic world.
因为当你问天堂是什么？
Because when we say, "What is heaven?"
你已经界定天堂是一个什么？
We're already deciding that it's a what.
天堂的本身是超越我们的物质，我们所有的一切的想象。
Because heaven really is beyond all that we can imagine or think.
我自己觉得天堂是没办法形容的。
I think that heaven is really indescribable.
如果神给我们那个地方是我们可以形容的出来的，
If God is going to give us a place that we can describe,
那这个没有什么意思。
That's not very meaningful.
圣经上说，神给我们的恩典。
The Bible says that what God has given to us in His blessings
是我们的眼睛没有看过的，
is what our eyes have not seen
是我们的耳朵没有听过的，
our ears haven't heard
是我们的心没有想过的，
and our hearts have not thought about
哎呀，我觉得这个才是真正的 surprise
This is a real surprise
这才是真正好的东西啊
This is a really good thing
去年我太太到香港去教书
Last year, my wife went to Hong Kong to teach.
所以有一次我到香港去看她。
And one time, I went to Hong Kong to find her.
啊，很快我就要回台湾了。
I was going to go back to Taiwan soon.
所以我回台湾之前呢，我就在她住的宿舍里就设计了几个怪东西。
And so, in the place in the dorm where she was staying, I made a few things.
我就买了一张情人卡。
I bought a Valentine's card.
啊，一张很大很漂亮的情人卡。
A very beautiful sort of Valentine card.
啊，我花了一个上午。写了一封很漂亮的信给她。
I spent a whole morning and wrote a very beautiful letter to her.
你知道，写一封信给一个作家很不简单。
To write a letter to an authoress is very difficult.
我宁可打长途电话，我也不愿意写信。
I prefer to call a long distance rather than write a letter.
当然，读她的信是很大的享受了。
Of course, to read her writings, it's a great enjoyment.
但是那天我决定要给她一个惊喜，所以我就写了一封信给她。
But I wanted to surprise her, so I began to write this.
我们结婚二十年了。
We've been married 20 years.
所以我写好那封信以后。
After I finished writing the letter,
我就在她那个房间到处找一个秘密的地方。
I wanted to find a very secret place.
啊，后来我就发现她那个衣柜的上面可以打开一块板子，可以把那个信藏在里面。
And so I found that above the cupboard there was a little space that I could put this thing there.
所以我就把它打开，然后把那封信就秘密的藏在那个里面。
And so I got up there and I put this secret letter there.
然后我就假装我已经忘记情人节了。
And so I acted as if I had forgotten Valentine's Day.
我就上飞机再见了。
So I got onto the plane and I said goodbye.
她一心想怎么搞的？你怎么没有讲一句情人节的话给我听啊？
And she was kind of thinking, you know, well, how come you didn't even say anything about Valentine's Day?
大概是因为结婚二十年的缘故吧。
Maybe it's because we're married 20 years.
好，我坐飞机到了台湾。
So I got on the plane and went to Taiwan.
哎呀，我很兴奋的。
So I was really excited.
我心想，哎呀，那上面有个秘密炸弹在上面哈。
So I was thinking about that secret letter I had up there.
所以我就打个电话告诉他。
So I called back on the phone.
哎，我说你现在去爬那个橱子。
I said if you climb up to that cupboard.
我说你爬到顶上去。
When you go up to the top.
我说你把那个顶打开来。
And you open the top of it.
那个里面有个东西。
There's something in there.
哦，他就去爬了。
And so she did that.
然后他拿到那个东西了。
So she got it.
哎呀，他高兴得不得了。
So she was very happy.
啊，他说从来没有想到你这种还会干这种事。
So I didn't think that she would do something like that.
哎，有时候我就想哈。
So sometimes I think.
上帝给我们的那一个荣美的那个地方，是我怎么想都想不到的。
And what God will give to us, that wonderful place will be something that we cannot think about.
所以我们基督徒啊，很羡慕那个地方啊。
And Christians are thinking so much about that place.
啊，这个地方也很好。
This place is good.
啊，今天我们跟你们在一起也很快乐。
And Christians together is really great.
我们基督徒不是一个消极的逃避世界的人。
We are not a pessimistic group of people that are just escaping from the world.
我们该做的事情我们都尽量的去做。
The things that we need to do, we do it fervently.
我们也努力的去做。
We We do have to do it enthusiastically.
但是我们也相信一件事情。
We also believe one thing.
如果我今天离开这边到那里去了。
If I today I leave here and I go there.
啊，我睡觉了。
I'm asleep.
等我眼睛一睁开来。
When my eyes are open and I wake up.
哎呀，我已经跳起来对神说。
I go jump up and say to the Lord.
我说神啊，我想过了几千次、几万次、几万次、几万次了。
I'm God. I've been thinking about this so many times.
哎，但是从来没有想到，居然是这个样子的完美，这样的美好。
But I've never thought that it's going to be so wonderful and so complete and beautiful.
这个地方才是神所要给我们的那个地方。
This is the place that God is going to give to us.
当然，这样的一个荣美，不是说等到我们死了以后才去。
And of course, this kind of beauty is not just that we will get when we get there when after we die.
如果基督教的信仰只是如此而已。
If the Christian faith is only that.
那我们天天坐在这边等死了。
Then we should just wait here until we die.
我们天天太哎呦这里不好。
And we can just always sigh and say this place is no good.
还是那里好。
And that place is much better.
我真是希望赶快去算了。
I want to just go there very quickly.
我想这个也不是我们的信仰。
And this is not our faith.
基督的信仰告诉我们什么呢
？The Christian faith.
如果我们今天发现我们里面有问题了
，If we know that we have a problem within us,
那个灵在我们的心中在作用
，The spirit within us is having its activity.
那个灵在告诉我们思想很多生命的问题
，Is telling us all to think about all these problems about the spirit.
那个灵在告诉我们我们有很多地方做的不对
，And that tells me that many things that I'm doing are not correct.
那个罪的控诉在我们的里面作用的非常的强烈。
This accusation of sin is a very sensitive area for me too.
这个时候我们来到上帝的面前。
And then we come before God.
我们说神啊，我愿意向你打开我的心。
We say, God, I want to open up my heart's door.
神啊，我求你进到我的心里面来。
I pray that you will come into my heart, Lord.
我求你住在我的心中。
And that, Lord, you would live in my heart.
耶稣基督在这一刻就要进到你的心中。
And in that moment, the Lord Jesus will come into your heart.
所以我很喜欢有一首歌。
So I really like this particular song.
说耶稣同在就是天堂。
With Jesus is like heaven.
所以我们基督徒活在这样的一个世界上。
When Christians are living on this earth,
我们遭遇的问题跟你遭遇的问题完全一样。
The life, the problems that we have are just the same as non-believers.
我们会遭遇到亲人的死亡。
We have the death of our close relatives.
我们会遭遇到一些职业的压力。
We will find the career pressures.
我们会遭遇到一些寻找对象的一些痛苦。
We'll have the pain of finding a spouse.
我们会遭遇到很多很多的一样的东西。
We'll find many, many problems.
但是在我们的心中有上帝。
But in our hearts, we have the Lord.
所以虽然有这一切。
Although we have all these.
有所有的一切的难处。
All the problems.
但是我们知道神在我们的心中。
But we know that God is in us.
这一种平安。
This peace.
这一种满足。
This satisfaction.
是从现在开始的。
Is from now onwards.
是从今天开始的。
From today.
所以我们今天就能够快快乐乐，而且有把握的活着。
And so I can live a life with confidence.
所以我们基督徒不仅是知道我们从哪里来
，No Christians not only know where we come from，
而且我们也深深的知道我们将来要到哪里去。
And we know with confidence where we're going.
所以在中间这一段的生活
，And so in the interval in between，
我们知道怎么样来准备好。
We know that we have to prepare well.
把我们自己成为一个礼物呈现给这位创造者。
And so that we can become a gift as we go to our Lord.
有一次我在一个教堂里看到一句话，觉得写得很好。
One day I went to a church and there was an expression that was very good.
他说
，It said,
今天的你
，the you of today,
是上帝给你的礼物。
Is the gift that God has given to you.
明天的你。
The you of tomorrow
是你给上帝的礼物
is the gift that you give to God.
我很喜欢这句话
I like it very much.
今天的我
the you of today, of the me of today
是上帝给我的礼物
is what God has given to me as a gift.
我们基督徒相信我们过去所有的一切都是上帝的恩典
Christians believe that all that we have is what God has given to us.
但是我们基督徒也在思想一个问题
But Christians also are thinking about another problem.
有一天我们要见上帝
One day we're going to see the Lord.
我们拿什么东西去呈现给上帝呢
What do we give to him?
明天的我
The me of tomorrow
就是我呈现给上帝的一个礼物
Is that I will be given as a gift to the Lord.
从这样的一个人生观来看
From this sort of concept of man
从这样的一个信仰的角度来看
From this aspect of faith
我们的生命中充满了感恩跟赞美
Our life is full of praises and acceptance of his blessings
因为我们知道神是那样的爱我们
Because God has loved us so much
在过去的生命中神是那样的祝福了我们
God has blessed us so much in the past
但是面对着明天
But as we face tomorrow,
我们也非常的小心，非常的谨慎。
We're very careful and we're very steady.
因为我们知道，未来的我就是一个礼物要呈现给上帝。
Because the me of the future is the gift to God.
有天我要把我整个的生命，好像一张考卷一样的交给我的上帝。
And one day I will be presented to the Lord myself to Him.
这就是神给我们一个基督徒的一个奇妙的生命的感觉。
This is a great and marvelous life of a Christian.
所以，一个基督徒在这样的一个人生当中，我们才能掌握住我们的生命的意义跟价值。
And so with this kind of life, then we can have a true value in our life.
这是保罗所说的。我们刚看到这个在罗马书第一章第十九节里面所提到的。
And so in Romans chapter 1 verse 19 we talked about.
他说上帝的事情原来就显明在我的心中。
Because the things which are known about God are evident in our hearts.
因为上帝已经给我显明了。
Because God has already made it evident to us.
从这些面我们可以看到我们心中在寻找在追求在认识那一位上帝。
From this aspect we can know that we are looking after and seeking after this God who made us.
那么从罗马书第一章第二十节我们再来看一下呢。
But in verse 20 of chapter 1 of Romans 1:20,
这边他怎么说呢？
What does it say there?
他说上帝的事情，
The things of God,
第二十节， verse, 自从造天地以来，
Since the creation of the world,
上帝的永能和神性是明明可知的，
God's invisible attributes have been clearly seen.
所以是眼认识这位神呢。
And so from another aspect, Paul describes how he became to understand this God.
第一个部分是上帝把他自己显明在我们的心中了。
The first thing is that God made it evident in our hearts.
我们做一个人，我们的心中就有这些问题，让我们去追求，去认识这位上帝。
And so in these aspects, we begin to seek and look for this God.
好像是比较从我们内在发出的一种主观的追求。
And this is an objective, seeking after right from within our hearts.
但是在二十节里面保罗所提到的是什么呢？
But in verse 20 what does Paul say?
他说自从造天地以来，
Since ever since the creation of the world,
上帝的永能跟神性是明明可知的。
He says his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
好，你读这段你也许觉得，哎，好像有点矛盾啊。
And you say, well, this sounds as if there's some contradiction there.
他说明明可知，
This has been clearly seen.
然后说眼不能见。
And but he says that these are invisible attributes. You can't see them.
这是奇怪了。
So that's surprising.
哎，明明可知。
So how is it clearly seen?
那怎么又眼不能见？
And yet it's invisible.
哎，我们科学都讲眼见为信嘛。
We science we say what we see is believing.
但是在这个地方说是明明可知的。
But yet it's easier. It says it has been clearly seen and clearly understood.
然后他马上又说是我们眼睛看不见的。
And yet it says it's invisible.
换句话说，我们要去看这一位神。
In other words, it says that if we want to see this God,
我们要拿什么东西去看呢？
What do we? How do we see him?
我们刚前面所提过了。
And this is what we talked about earlier.
如果我们要看这位神，
if we want to see this God,
根本不是用我们的物质肉眼去看这位神。
This is not using our physical eyes.
上帝在创造我们的时候就把灵赐给我们了。
When God created us, He gave us His Spirit.
所以我们要用我们的灵去看神。
We use our spirit to see God.
但是保罗在这边讲的明明可知是什么东西明明可知呢？
And so what does Paul says here about that it is clearly seen?
是从上帝所创造的作品可以知道这位上帝。
It's from the creation of what God has created and what His works have been that we can see.
所以他说自从造天地以来。
And so he says since the creation of the world.
所以他说借着上帝所造之物就可以晓得。
From what He has created, the things that He has created, we will know.
上帝创造天地万物。
God created the heavens and the earth and everything.
我想我们在座当中很多科学家比我更懂。
Many scientists here may understand more than I do.
哦，这个世界是很奇妙的。
This world is so marvelous.
奇妙得不可思议。
It's so marvelous we can't even comprehend or understand it.
我们今天科学家做了一点点努力。
Scientists have worked at this.
我们到月球去踩了几次回来了。
We have gone to the moon to bring back some samples.
其实我们去过几次月球算不得什么，对不对？
We've gone to the moon a couple of times. It doesn't count for too much.
因为月球距离我们很近嘛。
Because the moon is really quite close.
如果以光的速度来跑的话，一又三分之一秒就到了。
If we use the speed of light, it's only a third of a second.
很快就到了。
So it's very quickly we can arrive there.
如果我们去探测整个宇宙。
If we want to see the entire universe,
哎呀，这个宇宙非常大。
This universe is so huge.
我看清华大学的这个沈君山教授写的一篇文章。
清华 University Professor Sen he once said.
他说这个宇宙有多大呢？
how huge is that universe?
他说大到我们没有办法想。
It's so huge we can't even think about it.
所以他等于没有回答。
So he really didn't answer the question.
他说如果我们一定要讲这个问题的话。
If we really want to talk about this problem.
他说这个太阳系的总质量的2000亿倍。
Using the solar system, you can use a multiple of, I don't know.
2000亿倍。是多少？
10 to the 12th power? I don't know. 200 billion, okay. Some impossible number.
那这样的一个宇宙哈，他说叫做小宇宙。
Yeah, this is a small universe.
1000亿个小宇宙。
There are so many in the billions of universes.
才是一个中宇宙。
It will become an intermediate universe.
他说这个中宇宙的直径。
And if we take the diameter of an intermediate universe,
如果用光去跑的话，
if we use the speed of light,
就是150亿年。
There will be all these innumerable numbers.
哎呀，这个对我这种学人文科学人简直不能想是什么东西。
This is really something that I really cannot even begin to understand.
不过他另外一个好玩的数字，我倒觉得比较好玩一点哈。
And then he uses another number which is also very fascinating.
哎，他说，如果你把太阳挖空
，If you take the sun and you make it all hollow，
把地球丢进去
，And you throw the the earth into it，
一个、两个、三个、四个、五个
，And you just throw in 1, 2, 3, 4 earths into it，
满了没有啊？
Can you fill it?
当然没有满。
Can't fill it.
他说，大概要投进130万的地球，才可以稍微把它填满了。
1.3 million Earths are needed to fill it.
哎呀，这个太阳怎么会那么大
？And so, how big is this sun even?
他说还有一个星啊，我不知道那个英文怎么说的哈，叫做半人马星座哈。这是我看沈君山的一本书哈。
And there's a constellation called constellation called the Centaur.
我不晓得这是个什么星啊，也许你们当中有人学天文学的知道。
Centaur.
好，他说这个星很大。
And this Centaur constellation is huge.
哎，如果可以把它挖空的话
，If we can make this hollow,
来装太阳
，We can throw in some suns.
一个、两个、三个、四个、五个
，Throw in all kinds of suns.
还是不行啊。
And we still can't fill it.
可以装几个呢
？How many?
可以装5000万个太阳。
15 million suns will go into it.
那我就在想了，如果把参数星挖空去装地球的话
，And if we make these things empty and then this constellation empty and we throw in the Earths,
可以装几个呢
？How many?
可以装5000万乘130万。
We take 50 million times 1.3 million.
啊，所以那个数字不知道怎么念哈。
We don't know how to even list it.
我们称它为大概可以称它为天文数字吧哈。
These are really astronomical numbers.
所以我记得小时候我们唱过一首歌。
I think that as a kid we used to sing this song.
这首歌本来是个英文歌。
It used to be an English song.
后来翻成中文了。
Was translated in Chinese.
我懂了英文以后，我发现中文跟英文有点不一样。
After I understood English, then I realized that they were kind of different.
我们小时候教中文是这样唱的哈。
In Chinese, we used to sing.
一闪一闪亮晶晶，满天都是小星星啊！请你唱。
Twinkle 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 little star, how I wonder what you are。
哎，好。那么，各位可以发现不一样，对不对
？It's not exactly the same。
哎，我们中文说一闪一闪亮晶晶，满天都是。
And so this Chinese talks about the skies being so full of all these twinkling stars.
Little stars. 但是英文的意思不太一样。
But the English is somewhat different.
英文的意思说这个天上的星星一闪一闪是个小的星星啊。
And so the English says that all these stars are twinkling and these are stars.
但是我真是想不通它是什么。
But we don't know what they are.
How I wonder what you are, 我想不通。
I can't really understand what you are.
我们看那些小星星，我们就想不通它是什么。
We look at these stars and we really can't understand what they are.
我太太常常在半夜三更叫我。
In the middle of my night, my wife often calls me.
她说，上来。
They come up here.
因为我们家住公寓的四楼。
Because we live on the fourth floor of apartment.
然后再上一层楼就是阳台了。
And so one more flight and it's the top floor at the roof.
So 我 跑上阳台去不知道干什么，以后发生什么紧急事件。
So I ran upstairs just to see what's so exciting.
他说你看天上的星。
He said look at the stars up there.
他是一个学文学的人，常常想看天上的星。
She's a literary person, so she wants to see the stars.
当我们去看天上的星的时候，
When we look up at the stars in the skies,
我们有没有觉得很惊奇呢？
Don't we find it a great wonder?
这一种惊奇的感觉非常的重要。
This wondrous feeling is very important.
所以当天上的星星在那边闪烁的时候，
And when all these stars are up there twinkling there,
你能不能数有几个星呢？
Can you count the stars?
有谁可以把它数清楚呢？
Who can count those stars?
当我们看到那么多奇妙的大大小小的星星悬在天空的时候，
When you see all these stars are huge and small all over in the skies,
它们有一定的轨道。
And they all have their fixed orbits.
他们有一定的次序。
They have all the fixed sequences.
他们彼此间有一定的力量在运转。
They have all the same right forces when they're spinning.
你可以说它是自然而然，本来就是这样。
You can say, well, it's just natural and it occurs.
但是我的儿子也可以问你，为什么它本来就是这样？
But my son can ask you, why is it naturally like that?
所以我们从这样一个奇妙的创造里面来看。
And from this marvelous creation,
我们知道。这样的奇妙的创造一定有一位创造者。
From this very marvelous creation, there must be a creator.
所以保罗说，我怎么会相信有一位上帝呢？
And so Paul says, how can I believe that there's a God?
因为我一看上帝所造之物，我就一定相信有上帝。
From what I can see of God's creation, I can believe that there must be a God.
我们学校以前的校长是阮大连弟兄。
The former president of our college is President Yuan.
他现在是我们政府的教育部的这个次长。
And he's now an official in the education ministry in the government.
所以我有时就问他呢。
So sometimes I ask him.
我说你是个学自然科学的吗？
I said you are a natural sciences scientist.
你怎么会相信上帝呢？
Why do you believe in? How come you believe in God?
他说我以前没有读很多书的时候，我就相信上帝了。
Before I studied a lot, I believed in God.
但是那个时候我相信的上帝很小。
But that time, my God was very small.
但是我越研究科学，
the more I studied about science,
我就发现我信的上帝越来越大。
The God that I believe in is greater and greater.
因为他居然会有那么奇妙而且伟大的创造。
Because he has all this tremendous and wonderful creation.
所以我就越来越相信这位上帝的奇妙。
And so I begin to believe more and more about the wonderfulness of this God.
美国有一位很有名的太空人叫做 Ed Gibson.
There's a very famous astronaut called Gibson.
那么当他从太空回来的时候，
Gibson and he went when he went into space,
如果我记得不错的话，他是加州理工学院的一个太空科学博士。
He has a PhD from California, one of the engine technical schools, Caltech.
所以他是一个很有学问的人呢。
And so he is a great, very scholarly person.
而且他又是一个很了不起的太空的一个飞行员。
And he's a special astronaut.
同时他也是教会的长老。
And he's also an elder in a church.
所以有人就来问他了。
So one time someone asked him,
说你既然是个科学家，你怎么又可以同时是一个教会的长老呢？
Since you're a scientist, how can you be an elder in a church?
请问你，你的信仰，尤其是圣经的创世纪，跟你的科学有没有冲突呢？
And he says, we ask you, do you have any contradictions between your faith and the creation account in the Bible?
Gibson 先生经过几天的考虑以后，他就回答。
And he thought about it for a few days and he answered.
他说经过我的考虑的结果是完全没有冲突。
So after I thought about it a few days, there's really no contradiction.
因为圣经告诉我。
Because the Bible tells me.
谁创造了宇宙万物。
Tells me who created the universe and everything in it.
而我的科学告诉我。
But our science tells me,
这个世界万物是如何被上帝所创造的。
Tells us how this world was created by God.
所以，当我越去研究、越去思想的时候，
as I began to think more and more about this,
我就越发现神的奇妙跟奥秘。
I begin to understand the wonderfulness of the creative ability of God.
所以保罗说，从我的心中，上帝就把他自己显明了。
And so Paul says that in my heart, God has already explained, already shown it to me.
他也说，从神所创造的万物当中，我就知道，明明的知道，一定有一位创造者。
And from the creation of the world, from all that God has created, I can see very clearly.
所以从这两个层面，保罗他就成为一个基督徒。
And so from both these aspects, Paul became a Christian.
把他自己交托给神。
And he gave himself to God.
当然更重要的是保罗在生命中他真实的自我很清楚地被神所光照出来。
And of course, Paul in his own experiences was also illuminated directly by God.
在罗马书第七章的里面。
In Romans chapter 7,
这边保罗讲了他自己人生的经验。
Paul talked about his own personal experiences.
他说我是在第十节。我老了眼睛看不清楚了哈。在第十四节是。
七章。
他说我是属乎肉体的是已经卖给罪了。
And verse 14 of chapter 7 of Romans, for we know that the, for I am of the flesh, sold into bondage to sin.
因为我所做的我自己不明白。
For that which I'm doing, I don't understand.
我所愿意的我并不做。
For what I would like to do, I am not doing.
我所恨恶的我倒去做。
For the thing that I hate to do, I'm doing.
若我做所做的是我所不愿意的。
If I do the very thing I don't want to do,
我就应承律法是善的。
I agree with the law.
既是这样，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
So now, it's no longer the one, I am I the one that's doing it, but the sin which indwells me.
他说我也知道在我的里头就是我肉体之中没有良善。
For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is in my flesh.
因为立志为善由得我，这是行出来由不得我。
For I wish to do it, and it's present in me, but the doing of the good is not in me.
然后后面他说我真是苦啊，谁能够救我呢？
And he says, I am really in a distress, and who can save me?
在提摩太书信里面他也自己叙述他自己的生命的经验。
And in Timothy, he also talks about his own personal feelings.
他说在罪人中我是一个罪魁。
And he tells her that among the sinners, I am the most wretched of sinners.
我自己读到保罗的这一段的话，我心里非常受感动。
And when I read this, I'm very touched myself.
今天下午我们曾经在问题里谈到一些问题。
Now, this afternoon in the question and answer period, we talked about several things.
好像有些人很怕，如果我信了上帝，上帝是不是把我好东西都拿掉了？
Some people are afraid that when I become a believer, that God will take away the good things.
如果我们相信上帝，
if we believe in God,
我们的确要放弃一些东西。
Indeed, we have to drop some things.
但是我们放弃的是什么呢？
But what do we drop off?
保罗说，
and what Paul says,
他说，我从前以为与我有益的。
The things that I thought were of benefit to me in the past,
如今为着基督的缘故，我都愿意抛弃。
Because of Christ, now I will throw them away.
哎呦，你说这个我舍不得。
And you say, oh, I can't do that.
啊，这个怎么舍得丢掉呢？
How can I do that?
但是保罗的眼睛完全变了。
But Paul's viewpoint completely changed.
他说，我丢那些东西如同抛弃粪土。
I throw them away, Paul says, as if I'm throwing away dung.
啊，我很喜欢这个感觉。
Now this is really a good feeling.
我以前包在身上当宝贝的东西是什么？
The things that I used to embrace as if they were precious.
粪土。
It's just like dung.
有天你发现你包了一辈子的粪土。
One day you realize that you have been wrapping around yourself around a heap of dung.
神把他的荣耀的丰富给你看。
And God has given us His abundance for us to see now.
难道你还要抱着那一大堆粪土吗？
Are you still going to wrap yourself around that?
所以你把那一大堆粪土丢掉的时候，
So when you throw away that dung,
哎呀，你应该高兴得不得了。
And you should be very happy.
哎呀，说感谢主啊。
He said, praise the Lord.
我以前多么的可怜啊。
How wretched I was before.
我抱着粪土，我还以为是宝贝。
I wrapped myself around this stuff and I thought it was so precious.
我浪费了我的人生。
I wasted my life.
我浪费了我的生命。
I wasted away my whole life.
那一切都是粪土。
And all this is but dung.
当我们把这些粪土丢掉的时候，
throw away the dung.
我们就得着神所赐给我们的至宝。
And we will have what God has given to us as the most precious.
所以我想，保罗不仅是在理智思考上面认识了神。
Not only did Paul understand God from his intellectual reasoning.
不仅是他心里面有这种感觉知道神。
Not only in his heart did he have this feeling about it.
不仅是从一些万物的推演上知道有一位神。
Not only determined this from all the things that were created.
而且那天保罗面临到一个很大的人生价值观的改变。
And with that day, Paul had to make that one great change of a value of his life.
他发现他以前所有的那些宝贝，
he discovered that all the things that he thought were precious in the past
是他生命中的粪土。
And it was actually the dung of his life.
他怎么形容呢？
And so what did he say?
他说我愿意的我不去做。
The things that I want to do, I didn't do.
我说不愿意的我反倒去做。
The things that I didn't want to do, I did.
你们有没有这种经验？
Do you have this feeling?
我当老师的时候看学生写周记啊。
And when I look at the diaries or reports of my students that they send to me,
台 湾的每一个学生每一个礼拜都要写一篇周记，对不对？
Every student in Taiwan, they have to say, write their weekly sort of diary.
他们怎么写啊？
What do they say?
不知不觉一学期又过去了。
Without knowing, this whole semester quarter has passed away.
回想起来，我真是惭愧。
As I look back, I'm so ashamed.
我发誓从这一学期开始一定要用功读书。
I vow that from this quarter onwards, I will really study hard.
每天早上起来要背五个英文单字。
Every day I get up and I will memorize 5 English words.
从此以后数学习题一定要自己做，再不抄参考书。
From now on, I will do my own mathematical calculations and not just write them down from the reference book.
我第一次看这个周记的时候，我感动得不得了。
The first time I read it, I was really so touched when I read it.
哎呀，我说你看我班上的学生多么的可爱呀。
I said, wow, this is really so lovely, my students, they really are.
但是等到学期末了，他们怎么写？
But at the end of this quarter, what do they write?
光阴似箭，日月如梭。
That's how time flies so fast, it's so quickly gone.
不知不觉，一学期又过去了。
Without even knowing it, the whole season has passed again.
回想起来，我真是惭愧。
Thinking back, I'm really so ashamed.
哎呀，我后来看这个周记越看越生气啊。
The more I read about it, the more angry I got.
所以我就一边看一边在那边叹气，在那边生气。
So I was reading, I was sighing, I was angry.
我对面坐了一个老师，资格比较老一点。
And so there was an older teacher that was sitting across from me.
他就看我在那边叹气啊，生气，他觉得很奇怪。
Saw me angry and sighing, and he was surprised.
哎，他说小林啊，你在干嘛？
He says, Peter, what are you doing?
哎，我说。你看这些学生明明知道这样他为什么不这样了、
I said、oh, this student look at the student he knows what he should do but look at what he's done、
这个老师就对我说了
and so this teacher said、
你何必生气呢
why are you angry
你仔细想想看
just think about it
你以前怎么样写周记的
how did you write your diary、
我想啊，原来我也是这样写周记的
I said yeah I did the same thing
现在我的儿子周记绝对不给我看
My son now, he never gives me his diary to look at.
有一次我实在忍不住，我就决定要去侵犯他的 privacy.
One time I couldn't stand it, and I decided to invade his privacy.
所以等他睡觉的时候，我就把他的周记偷来看看是什么东西。
So one day I looked at his diary.
后来我发现他写的跟我以前写的一样的。
I discovered that he wrote the same thing as I wrote.
我觉得这就是知识分子的悲哀。
This is the tragedy of the intellectual.
从一开始，我们就好像要找那个分别善恶的那个果子。
From the very beginning, we wanted to take the fruit of knowledge of good and evil.
但是我们没有得到那个生命树上的果子。
But we did not have the fruit of the life of that tree.
我们都是饱学之士。
We're really learned people.
我们知道很多的事情。
We know so much.
我们知道什么事情该做，我们知道什么事情不该做。
We know the things that we should do, the things that we shouldn't do.
但是我们的悲哀是什么呢
？But what's our tragedy?
我们该做的我们都没做。
The things that we should do, we don't do.
我们不该做的我们都做了。
The things that we shouldn't do, we do.
所以保罗说，如果是这样的话，就证明我里面有个东西在做王。
And so Paul says, this then proves that there is something in me that is being king of.
那个东西就是罪。
What is this? And that's sin.
罪在我的心中作王。
This king is sin in me.
所以我已经卖给罪了。
I'm in bondage to the sin.
所以这种感觉是非常的痛苦的。
And this kind of feeling is very sad. It's very painful.
知识分子知道很多事情不应该做。
Intellectuals know that many things they shouldn't do.
知识分子知道很多事情应该去做。
They know that many things they should do.
但是我们都没做。
But we haven't done it.
所以我们非常的痛苦。
So we are very painful.
我们非常的挣扎。
We are struggling within us.
所以这种感觉，当我们来到神的面前的时候
，So when we come before God with this kind of feeling,
神已经显明在我们的心中了。
And God has made this evident in us.
客观的证据也摆在我们的面前呢。
All this objective evidence is laid before us.
我们里面的这种黑暗、悲哀跟软弱也摆在上帝的面前呢。
And all this darkness, all this stuff that is within us is now laid before God.
所以保罗他把他自己交给上帝。
And so Paul gave himself up to God.
他说：“上帝，我要把自己交给你。
God, I want to give myself to you.
求你改变我的生命。
God, that you might change my life.
求你让我的生命有能力。
And so that my life will have strength.
求你的生命进到我的里面来。
That your life will enter into my life.
所以保罗他就说了。
So what Paul said?
他说若有人在基督里
So that if someone is in Christ
他就是新造的人
Then he is a new person
旧事已过都变成新的了
The things of the past are past
我们会碰到很多人生的问题
We will find many problems in life
我们会遭遇到很多身体的软弱
We have many weaknesses of our flesh
我们会遇到很多内心的心灵的激烈的征战
We have a great struggle within our hearts
但是神要把这个新生命赐给你
But God wants to give that new life to you
保罗是一个知识分子
Paul was an intellectual
他决志相信耶稣
He decided to accept Jesus Christ
而且他奉献自己成为一个传福音的人
And he dedicated his life to be a missionary of God
神就使用他
And God used him
不仅在教会里面使用他
Not only did he use him in the church
在整个的人类的历史上面神也使用了保罗
And in all of man's history
所以请问
Paul was used
保罗究竟是失去了自己还是得到了自己呢
And so did Paul lose himself or did Paul obtain himself?
当保罗把自己奉献给神的时候
When Paul gave himself to God
也就是保罗真正的得到了自己的时候
And that was the time when, when Paul really got himself
如果保罗没有把自己奉献给神
If he really didn't give himself to God
历史上没有保罗
There would be no Paul in history
但是当保罗把自己奉献给神的时候
When Paul gave himself to God
他整个的人生的意义跟目标完成了
And his all meaning and his value was accomplished
这是一个知识分子的见证
This is the confessions of an intellectual
我们今天把这个见证摆在各位的面前
And this testimony is before each one of us
如果你愿意
If you're willing
如果你发现保罗的问题也在你的里面
If you realize that Paul's problem is your problem too
我们相信保罗的故事可以在你我的身上重演
I believe that Paul's story can be in you and in me and reenacted
如果你愿意
If you're willing
你可以在神的面前许下这样的心愿
You can place this wish before God
你可以做这样的一个决定
You can make this decision
请我们低头祷告
Let us pray
当我在做下面祷告的时候
And then when we pray
如果你愿意
If you're willing
希望你在心中跟我一样的祷告
That you might pray with me in your heart
亲爱的父神
My dear Father and Lord
我在你的面前
And before you
感谢你指出我生命中很多的问题
Thank you for pointing out the many problems in my heart
感谢你让我看到人很多的软弱
Thank you for letting me see all the weaknesses of man
感谢你把宝贵的灵赐给我
Thank you for giving me that very precious spirit
让我今天活生生的看到了你在我的当中
That today I can see you in a very vivid and living way
我也感谢你把保罗的见证赐给我
Thank you that you have given me Paul's testimony
把这个知识分子的心路历程展现在我的面前
Indeed you have given me this pilgrim's progress of this person
他的很多的问题也是我的问题
Indeed his problems are my problems
所以我愿意在你的面前向你承认
So before you I want to confess
我的心中有很多的需要
I have many needs within my heart
求你把你的生命赐给我
Pray that you will give me your life
求你把你的能力赐给我
That you will give me your power
求你把你的喜乐赐给我
Give me your happiness and joy
我愿意把自己交在你的手中
I want to place myself into your hands
当我们这样低头闭目祷告的时候
As we are bowing down our heads in prayer
或者你刚刚已经这样在神的面前做了祷告
Or you have already made this sort of prayer in your heart already just now
我们还是愿意把一个决志的机会摆在各位的面前
I want to give you this opportunity for a decision time
你说我愿意
You say that I'm willing
我要把我的生命交给上帝
I want to give my heart over to God
免得我继续在罪中挣扎
So that I will no longer struggle in my sin
免得我继续在这个物质的世界中挣扎
So I no longer struggle in this materialistic society
求上帝的恩典充满我
May God's grace and mercy fill me.
求上帝的丰富慈爱充满我。
May God's abundance and love fill me.
让我脱离我的痛苦。
That I may escape my pain and suffering.
让他的生命的能力在我的里面彰显出来。
That his power of his life will be manifested in me.
有没有哪一位？
Is there anyone?
你这样愿意？
Yes, if you're willing.
或者你刚刚这样祷告了。
Or you've just made that prayer.
好吧，请你举起右手。
You can raise your right hand.
请放下。
Yes, thank you.
还有没有哪一位？还有没有哪一位
？Anyone？
你说我需要这样的一个生命。
I need this life.
我需要这样的一个得胜的生命。
I need this victorious life.
我需要这样一个丰富的生命。
I need this a very abundant life.
请你举起右手。
Now raise your hand, please.
请放下。
Yes, thank you.
还有没有哪一位
？Is there anyone else？
你说我需要。
Zion need you.
我不愿意再这样的挣扎。
I don't want to struggle anymore.
我不愿意再这样活在知识分子的骄傲当中。
I don't want to live a life of an arrogant intellectual anymore.
我愿意学习保罗的那样的一个丰富的生命的经验。
I want to have Paul's abundant life and his testimony.
当我把自己交给上帝的时候。
As I give myself over to God.
一个丰富的荣耀的生命就充满在我的里面。
This a wonderful, abundant life will fill me.
你说我需要。
God, I need you.
请你举起右手。
And you can raise your right hand.
请放下。
And then you can drop it.
还有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
请你举起右手。我们愿意特别为你祷告。
Raise your right hand.
这是一件很光荣的事情。
And this is a very glorious thing.
因为我们在这样，请放下来。因为我们在这样一位荣耀的神的面前，我们愿意做这样的一个决志。
And so before this glorious God, we are willing to make this decision.
请你举起右手。
If you raise your hand.
还有没有哪一位？
Anyone else?
请放下来。还有没有哪一位？
Anyone?
也许你到教会已经很久了。
Maybe you've been to church many times.
但是你发现你还是活在物质肉体之中。
And you feel that you're still living in a materialistic physical life.
你还是活在一个很可怜失败的生命之中。
You're living in a very defeated life.
你发现物质还是你的主人。
You feel that materialism is still your king.
你发现罪恶还是在你的身上掌权。
And sin is still your lord.
你说主啊，我愿意学习保罗的样式。
And you say, Paul, you say, it's God I want to emulate Paul in his life.
当我把我的生命奉献给你的时候。
When I give my life over to you.
就是我的人生成全的时候。
This will be my life's accomplishment.
如果有这样的人，也请你举起右手。
If you have such a feeling, please raise your hand too.
我们也愿意特别的为你祷告。
We want to pray for you too.
有没有哪一位
？Anyone?
你说我需要这样一个新的生命。
You say, I need you.
请放下。还有没有哪一位？你说我需要这样一个新的生命。
You say, I need this new life.
我需要这样一个得胜的生命。
I need this new victorious life.
请你举手。
Please raise your hand.
请放下。
You can.
请放下。
Yes, drop it. Yes, thank you.
还有没有？请放下。还有没有
？Anyone else?
我们为什么活在痛苦中呢
？Why do we live in pain and suffering?
我们为什么活在那样的挣扎中呢
？Why are we struggling?
为什么我们甘心把自己卖给罪呢
？Why are we in bondage to sin?
为什么我们自己甘心把自己卖给物质呢
？Why are we in bondage to materialism?
荣耀的主
，This glorious God,
用耶稣的爱来呼召我们。
God's love calls us.
你愿不愿意
Are you willing?
你说我愿意
Say, I'm willing.
请你举起右手
Just raise your hand.
我们要为你祷告请放下、
oh,
还有没有
thank you.
还有没有哪一位
Anyone?
还有没有
Anyone?
我再问最后一次
I'll just ask once again the last time.
有没有一位在今天晚上说我需要神
Is anyone saying that I need God?
我要有一个新的生命
I want to have a new life.
我要有一个荣耀的生命。
I want to have a glorious life.
我要有一个丰富的生命。
I want to have an abundant life.
求神赐给我。
Okay, may God give it to me.
请你举起右手。
Please raise your hand.
请放下，请放下。还有没有？
Drop your hands.
请放下，还有没有？
Thank you.
还有没有？还有没有？
Anyone?
请放下来，还有没有？父神，我们感谢你。
Our Father, Lord, we thank you.
我们求你把你丰盛的生命赐给这些举手的每一位。
We thank you that you will give your abundant life to these people who have raised their hands.
当我们在人生的舞台上挣扎的时候
，As we're struggling on the stage of life,
求你把你丰盛、荣耀、得胜的生命赐给我们。
That you might give us your abundant, glorious life to each one of us.
让我们每一个人都惊艳到你自己的奇妙。
That each one of us may experience that gloriousness that comes from you and your salvation.
让你的新生命在我们的里面长大。
That your new life might grow within us.
从今天开始，就让我们生活在你的天堂之中。
From today, that we will be living in your heaven.
将来我们见你的时候。
One day, as we see you,
我们欢欢喜喜地把自己当作一个礼物呈现给你。
We'll be joyfully giving up of ourselves as a gift to you.
我们也更加欢喜惊叹地发现，你给我们的是远远超过我们所想所求的。
And then we'll be surprised and know that what you've given to us is really beyond what we can think or imagine.
我们这样感谢祷告。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.